Hi, you're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. And the first thing the order of business will take care of is our legal disclaimer. All this material is copyright. All rights are reserved by Bridgeport Communications and TheBusinessProfessional.com. All this material is for information purposes only, and your results can vary from the results you're going to hear today. We cannot guarantee your results because all results are based on individual performance. Today we're lucky to have with us Hani Banna, if I pronounce that properly, from MakingClicks.com. And Hani is located in Australia, the beautiful sunny part of the world. And so we'd like to just welcome you, first of all, Hani.
Thanks, Terry. It's great to be talking to you.
Thank you very much, and you as well, for taking the time with us and answer all our hard-hitting questions for you.
My pleasure.
First of all, let's look at your background. Where do you come from in the offline world?
Look, I'm a computer engineer by profession, so I've done about 10 years of work in web technologies. I started out working with banks and various, large corporates on working on e-commerce solutions. So things that I've worked on include car sales websites, so business-to-consumer finance, as well as business-to-business e-commerce technologies. So I guess I've had a passion for the last 10 years in web technologies, including online marketing. But as far as my professional background, it's always been in development, software development online, as well as online marketing.
So you're making Clicks website then. That was kind of almost a natural extension for you then from what you were doing. We can't really say you were just working offline because you're kind of almost one of the pioneers of the online world. But then there was...
I guess I started out my first experience with online experiments and online marketing is putting my music online. I had one of the early online CDs, and I experimented with various formats and interactive content, and then moved into mp3.com.au and promoted my own music online, which quite an interesting experience. Having promoted my own material using online marketing, and getting the results that I got sort of encouraged me in online marketing, because what happened is that I had the music published on mp3.com.au, and then I used email marketing, so very focused email marketing, and our single got to number one. So so next thing on the particular charts online, the next thing we knew, we had a record company approach us and say, we want to put your single on a CD, compilation CD. So we said, great. And then the CD was picked up by a national radio station in Australia, and was played for about a month non-stop. So it was, I guess, that taste of it is, you know, putting my content online and actually promoting it and seeing results, seeing people actually interact with it, really got me excited and fired up about the potential and the future of online, just online medium, and the human interaction with online medium. So I really think we're still only just starting and playing with the with this whole global transition online, and there's probably a long, long way to go.
That's super. So then you're making Clicks then is actually, that would be your marketing site that's based on your actual experience of promoting your own music.
Pretty much. Yes, it is based on my my experience and what I've used in my professional career as far as promoting music.
Fantastic. So what kind of, when you were setting up, I guess, I think if we kind of focus on the Making Clicks website, and of course as well as the promotion of your music as well, what kind of difficulties or hurdles did you have to overcome while you were doing that? Like, how did you? You said you sent out an email to targeted prospects. Where did those targeted prospects come from?
At the time, I used a lot of promotions, so I offered free content online. And the content at the time was very much based around humor and dating and various things that young people would be interested in. I was personally interested in, and I put together some reports, some special reports, and I approached forums, and I promoted via search engines and various fairly a lot of guerrilla marketing, I guess, if you will, like as far as putting PSs on my emails, at the bottom of my emails, and doing personal approaches. And very slowly, over I guess a period of a year, I compiled a large mailing list, and that was my contact list at the time, which was very much a generic audience with a young age group. Okay, so it wasn't targeted at a particular category. It was very much a young audience, and I knew they would be interested in my music. So I would, whenever I put out a new track, I would actually contact them and say, look, I've put out a new track, and I'd try to make the email fairly appealing, so I would have a graphical, comical image in the email, and you know, click here to have a listen, and maybe time it with a Valentine's Day, so have the track related to the actual content of the email. So sort of hook it up into a bit of a persona. So I gave, you know, I projected a particular persona online, and had people listen to my music, and from there, I guess that rose the rating on my music on this chart, which led to an offline pickup by a recording company.
Fantastic.
So that was the experience with that particular avenue as far as the music. As far as making clicks, that was a side project that I simply started to put together some tools for online marketers like myself. Search engine optimization, networking tools, search engine submission tools, so various little I guess marketing toys, and just offer it for free, and I had no real objective of making money at the time from that medium. It was more of a side project while I was doing my day job, and just really enjoyed putting together those tools.
Fantastic. So what kind of difficulties? It doesn't sound like you had any difficulties, but did you kind of experience any hurdles that were a bit, you know, tricky for you to overcome?
Look, I think at the time, because it was more of a passionable project, whatever came up, it didn't really bother me that much, so I didn't really feel it was a hurdle, because it was just a fun project I was doing. But as things progressed, I guess, over the last 24 months, or last 12 months in particular, that's when I started experiencing the real hurdles of online marketing and online having an online business, I guess, because over the last 24 months, as you know, I've focused my energy more on my online business as opposed to using it just as an entertainment medium. So instead of just focusing on my music, I started looking at my website and looking at my mailing list with Making Clicks, which had about 3,000, 4,000 people. So not a huge mailing list, but it was a starting point. And that's when, I guess, once you start working online and actually looking at it as an income stream revenue, then I started experiencing the various trickiness that comes along with it. I guess one aspect that really strikes me and something I think about all the time is having multiple income streams. You know, that's something that most people are now aware of, but often people I guess approach it in a different way than I had approached it and you have approached it yourself, Terry, because I've, you know, I've learned a lot of my lessons from yourself, from your newsletter in the past.
Thank you.
So yeah, I mean, something that you've discussed often and we've talked about before is building multiple income streams one at a time, instead of people approaching it by trying to spread themselves too thin.
Right.
So I guess one of the hurdles that we all face is the temptation between, or the pull between trying to build multiple income streams, but actually trying to do it in a sensible way, that we're building one income stream at a time, and we're not spreading ourselves too thin across all these opportunities and all these exciting ventures. You know, I, like yourself, I get bombarded with various things every day, and some of it looks really good and really tempting, but I have to stop myself. I have to say, okay, is this going to be, you know, one of my three items that I'm going to test this month?
Right.
Or is it just going to be a throwaway?
Now, you just touched on something I find very interesting, and I think it's a very unique approach that you have to your marketing, and that's where you've got your three programs you're going to test each month and see how it goes. Can you explain how you go about doing that?
Yeah, look, it's something that is evolving all the time, and I'm sure it'll change as time progresses, but at the moment my approach has been fairly focused that I'm going to get these temptations, I'm going to get these programs that are in pre-launch, so to speak, I'm going to get these things that are produced by Fred, you know, various fairly influential people online, and I need to be aware of what's happening and what people are using. So I usually take up around 2 to 3 new opportunities or programs a month, but I treat them as potential programs. So when I join, I look at it and go, okay, well, I've got room now to try to build my next income stream. The last income stream is bringing me in my planned goal, okay, and we can touch on that later if you'd like, but basically I'm ready now. I've got capacity to work on a next project and focus on a single project, But before I do that, I need to test at least two or three various programs to figure out which one is going to be the most optimal and is going to give me the most passion to work with. As we talked about before, we build multiple income streams one at a time, and to pick that one income stream out of all the options out there is quite difficult. So I like to take three, potentially bounce it across my contacts, my close contacts. So, you know, you yourself, Terry, get emails from me saying, what do you think of this, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
And I just get a feel of, okay, are people interested in this product?
Right.
You know? And very quickly, within a week or two, you can tell if a program is going to be attractive to your close contacts and your wide audience.
Right.
You know? And really, I just test the waters with the three options or two options for that month, and once I find one that I'm excited about, my contacts are excited about, and that's when I sort of take it to the next level. I drop two and I stick with the one, and that's the one I focus with.
Okay, so you potentially can develop about 12 income streams a year then, realistically, if you have one in mind.
That would be lovely. I think I'm sort of averaging the one every 1.5 months.
Right. But that's reasonable too, because it takes you some time to actually take a look at the program, develop your own marketing and that type of thing. And
yeah, I think so. And I think I don't like being. I try to stop myself from being pressured.
Yeah.
Because we often get all this excitement online. It's a very high-paced medium. You know, offline business moves at probably 1/10 the speed of online business at the moment. And
incredible.
And it is incredible, and it's got its positives, but it's got a lot of negatives as well, which I'm starting to realize.
Yeah.
One of those negatives, big negatives compared to offline mediums, is that people have the opportunity to jump between programs a lot more rapidly.
Yeah.
Okay. So to give you an example, let's say I'm setting up an offline business. I might do my research, I might look at various things, and then when I commit to it and I start setting up this business, the opportunity to jump ship and switch businesses is very difficult and compared to online. And that's really something I'm finding with online mediums, is unless you've got a solid program, you've got something that people can retain people, and you can develop a whole plan for retention, then people are going to jump ship, and they're going to jump ship again and again and again. And that's what people are experiencing with their promotions online. And I've had someone, one of the really experienced network marketers, tell me is that network marketing is all about jumping on the latest train and and making money off that opportunity and then jumping onto the next one. And I think that's it's not a sustainable approach for me.
I think so. I've kind of defined affiliates really as almost a type 1 and type 2. So we've got the type 1 that sounds like your MLM guy there, that the type 1 where you actually purchase the product, you use it and promote it, which I think is more. Sounds more like what you're doing, and then we've got a type two that basically is out there, you know, promoting the newest and latest programs and develop, you know, an income stream here, and then that's you know, kind of worn out now, and then we'll jump to another one. So do you go actually, when you go out and you do these three, you find three potential affiliate programs, do you go out and buy the product or try the product, or how do you go about that? Do you
definitely look, I would like to say I do that every single time, but realistically sometimes I get too excited and I join something and get caught up in the whole hype, and I end up, you know, emailing my whole list about it, only to realize later that it's not as good a product as I expected. Luckily I'm starting to learn, and I'm starting to realize that actually waiting and taking my time and sleeping on it is actually a lot more beneficial. So for example, with Medicine Dynamics, is something that I held off and waited and waited and waited to join because I wanted to understand how I'm going to promote it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I did is I looked at it, and I looked at what other people are doing, and I looked at how I can leverage what I know to make put together a better offering to promote this product. So I used the conference rooms, I built a website using the iPro builder that came with Medicine Dynamics, and I actually put together a bundle or an introduction that utilized their own tools. So my entry page or my promotion page for Medicine Dynamics uses their own products to promote it. And I made it very clear that this is built with Madison Dynamics tools. This is what you get when you join this program. So taking that time and actually looking at, okay, how can I approach this? Is there a leverage here? Is there, can I do something that other people aren't doing? That makes a big difference for me, because just trying to do what everyone else is doing and using the same promotional material, same approach, is a losing battle, in my opinion.
So instead of really, you know, going out and being kind of a photocopy of everybody else, you've taken real offline business principles and applied them to your online affiliate businesses.
Yeah, you probably want to. It'd be great if you can expand on that offline business principles. Is that something you speak of from experience?
Yeah, I have. I really believe very strongly in the fact that you know, online and offline business isn't that much different in basically the business philosophy side of it. Where,
yeah,
you know, if you look at doing, and like you mentioned, you know, if you start up a business offline, you're looking at, you know, a 2-year period before you actually make a profit in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you expect a large learning curve. You're going to go through quite a lot of different experiences and difficulties and hurdles and whatnot. And really, it's kind of a learning process the whole way that you're going along, and huge expenses as well. So there's a lot of risk on the offline side. And if people can actually take that, just that little bit of philosophy, you know, get rid of the get rich quick idea in the back of your mind, and just bring that philosophy online to say, you know, I want to develop a business. I know it's going to take me, you know, maybe it's going to take me a couple of years of trying and different things here and there, and, you know, this one doesn't work and this one worked a little bit, and just kind of learn it as you go. I mean, I think one of the most, maybe you could say disappointing things to see online is all these get rich quick schemes and you know, people coming on and saying, you know, well, I made $13,000 in my first 3 weeks with this business. And although there's usually some truth to it, I can give you an example. I like that example, because there was last year I was working, like you, I was working in a company promoting as an affiliate, and we got a guy that signed up with us, and in his first 3 weeks he made $13,000, and it,
wow,
that's fact. It's absolute fact. But nobody really takes the time to kind of look behind the curtain and see how did he actually do it. And the whole story is, this guy actually owns a multi-million dollar direct mail company that he's built up over the last 10 years. So he has, you know, multiple hundreds of thousands of contacts that all he did, oh, I shouldn't say all he did, but his first campaign was to send out a sales letter to his, you know, the people who are interested in business opportunities and entrepreneurs and that type of thing.
A real offline sales letter
using snail mail, and suddenly, you know, he got the response. But the other thing is, I don't know how much it cost, but there's a huge cost in doing that. So maybe he spent $15,000 to get the $13,000. But it's those kind of details that I find that people are really missing. You kind of miss the point when you see, oh, geez, he made $13,000 in 3 weeks. You automatically think, well, you know, $13,000 in his pocket must be something I can do.
Yeah,
and I think that's really the line between, you know, where people get all excited, like you said, you know, and it's natural. I mean, we're all human, and you know, you get online, you read some of the copy, and some of it's so absolutely fantastic. You think, wow, this is great. I've got to get in and do it right away before anybody else does.
Definitely,
but
it's not. I mean, I guess. Another factor that comes into it is that once you've done it once, it tends to build up and build up and build up, and you don't really have to start from scratch every time. So someone who's starting out today and they know very little about online marketing, yes, they're going to have to learn a lot. Yes, they're going to have to spend, you know, the first 3 months really soaking in information, and by actually actively promoting and talking to people and networking. But once they've done that, once they've broken through and made their first $500,000, it really it's like a barrier that breaks through. And I found that for myself is, you know, once I broke through that first barrier and I really had that understanding of how it all fits together. And that understanding really comes from doing, as opposed to reading about our friend who made $30,000 in his first month.
Yeah.
Really actually doing it yourself is just an amazing barrier to break through. I don't know if you've had the same experience, Terry.
Yeah, I do. For me, it was actually making that very first sale. I had my very first product was a book that I had written for same type of thing as online marketing. And that one was selling for $47. And to me, I mean, selling something online for $47 was a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see, you know, how is it going to actually work? And it took quite a while. It was about 2 or 3 months before I actually sold my first copy.
Yeah.
But it's that, I mean, that was kind of my barrier, the first, you know, to actually see, wow, it did work. You know, we make one sale, and then after that, then suddenly more sales keep piling in. So it is, I think we all have kind of our individual barrier that once you get through that, then it's, I can't say really smooth sailing, but, it's a lot easier to take the next step.
Yeah.
Type thing. So what's your, now, I mean, you've been working online as an affiliate for how long now? A couple of years?
I've dabbled with being an affiliate for probably the last 6 years. I've tried different things, and I hadn't really taken it seriously until probably 12 months ago now.
Yeah.
That I've really jumped in and said, okay, I can see an opportunity here to both build something exciting for myself as a as an online I guess dweller.
Yeah.
As well as to build a good income from this, and to work with other people, and to be able to, you know, to actually contact other people and show them what I'm doing and learn from them as well. So it's really came together initially when I believe you introduced me to Wealthy Secrets.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. You sent a couple of emails, and the second one grabbed me, and I know exactly the email. I still remember the email that grabbed me, and I had read the ebook first from Carlos Garcia, and then you sent another email saying, "Look, you can get onto the website for $1." And
yep.
I thought, okay, well, that sounds fair. I'll give that a go. And that sort of that propelled me into thinking, well, yeah, there's a viral element here that can work. There's a recurring income opportunity that can work in Wealthy Secrets, and maybe I can put the two together and actually put a team around it and find other people that had the same thinking. They were thinking the same thing, and as it turns out, there were a lot of people thinking the same thing and saw the opportunity. And that's when my first stage is to develop just a network by email. You know, my tool was email. That's pretty much it. And my one page website to offer people my plan, and that's probably something that I use. I've used quite often is a one page strategy, I guess, to say, look, this is who I am. This is what I'm trying to do, and I'd love to get your thoughts and get you on board. And then I make that email contact. And a lot of it was hard work because of the whole email factor, but it paid off.
You've also done something. I think you do a lot of very unique things online where I think you've come up with concepts that other people would also find very interesting. I know I do. We'll go back to the Wealthy Secrets newsletter that you promoted. You came up with a really unique system of getting people on. You sent them the email, but can you walk us through the whole process? Because you sent them an email, but they actually did something kind of unique with your whole system.
Are you talking about residual network in particular?
Or? Yeah, I thought that was really unique. Can you just walk us through what you did there?
Sure. I would hate to make it sound like I've done something complicated that other people can't do. So I'd like to explain it in two phases. The first phase is without any technology, any programming skills, without a website, I was able to put together a recurring income stream with Wealthy Secrets within 5 days, 5 weeks, sorry. So I was able to actually get about 90 people to join my team and get them to obviously get people in their teams within 5 weeks. And that is just using email, just using my Outlook email, okay, and networking. So joining SafeList, talking to people from SafeList, you know, looking at what opportunities they had, seeing if they want to join my opportunities. That was pretty much what I did for 5 weeks. Okay, so I joined through your link, Terry, and I looked at Wealthy Secrets. I read up what it is, played with the tools, looked at the compensation plan, and saw that it's a recurring payment, and it's very viral and very simple to understand. I put together a one-pager saying this is my strategy on my website, and then I sent out, and then I started contacting people. So this is the simple, I guess, strategy where you don't really need anything fancy. All you're doing is pre-building that relationship with people, saying, what are you doing? This is what I'm doing. This is who I am. You know, let's join forces. We both want to do the same thing. And it's based on a very common sales strategy, which is not to battle your customer, to actually get on their side, understand what they want to do, and actually get on their side and agree with them. You know, understand, yes, they want to build their income as well, and you know, understand what their objectives are, and get on their side. So that was the first part. Now, once I realized that does work, and building a network does work, and it's very viral, I looked at building a downline club. So I contacted Carlos, who runs Wealthy Secrets, and I said, look, you know, I've got a large number of people now into Wealthy Secrets, and I would like to expand it a bit more. Excuse me. So we worked together, and he recommended a software package, and I said, yeah, that looks good. So we grabbed an existing downline club software package, and then I started thinking about how we can make it better and make it more user-friendly. And from there, I do have some development background, some programming background. I designed some features in it that were a little bit different than what you normally see. And the basic concept was that people would join for free, and they would join Residual Network for free as a free partner, and we would give them training, we would give them support, and we would give them mentoring. So, you know, various tools that they can use to promote online. And they didn't have to upgrade. They simply had to join for free and learn what we're doing. And if they chose to and they saw the results, they could upgrade by joining Wealthy Secrets.